Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, we were talking about on VFN radio how Hugo Chavez, the oppressive leader of Venezuela, died at the age of 58. He passed away of cancer. And so there was, you know, mourning in the streets, and there was one lady I saw being interviewed saying, "Father, father, father, he's a father. Father."
Oh my goodness.
And the vice president announced that they're going to put him in some sort of glass enclosure now where anybody can see him, I don't know, maybe indefinitely or something.
What?
But yeah, they're going to make it available where anybody can see him. And you just think about, wow, all this adoration. And then I find out, and this is sad, that, you know, there's a lot of things that have been unknown. You know, there's things that we knew, and there's things that we didn't know. And obviously now he's passed away, more things are kind of surfacing and coming alive. More people are talking about it. But I didn't know this, that, you know, Venezuela has very rich oil reserves. Very, very rich oil reserves. And they have Citgo that, you know, you get gas here. That's a Venezuelan-owned company, the state, not private companies, not like Exxon or, you know. The state is the one that actually owns the oil, right? Well, I didn't know this. I didn't know this. But did you know how much the Venezuelan people pay per gallon of gas? Would you like to know? Just humor me. Take a wild
sure.
guess.
It's probably cheap, you know, a couple bucks.
Couple bucks?
Yeah, I mean.
Try again.
I mean, it's in their backyard. I mean, how expensive could it be?
Well, it's not expensive, but they actually pay four.
$4 a gallon.
Not $4. 4 cents.
What?
Not one, not two, not three, but 4 cents a gallon.
Oh, my God.
So,
are you serious?
You give me four cents a gallon, I might be calling you
father,
too.
I know where
I'm
going to get my gas. Oh, my goodness.
I might be calling you father, too, but 4 cents. 4 cents a gallon. And they say that there's a common belief in Venezuela and other oil exporting nations, right? This is according to CNN Money, that that since oil is a national resource, that citizens have every right to use it cheaply. You know, they have every right. It's their right to use it cheaply. And so what happens is that they just pass off, you know, the cost to all of us who are importing it.
Mm-hmm.
And countries like us, we don't appreciate that. They say it's wasteful consumption. People just getting it, you know, just burning it, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And to the tune of the organization that tracks it, these subsidies total about $200 billion worldwide. All this basically free gas that they're giving. And it's gotten so bad in Venezuela because you know, their population is growing.
Mm-hmm.
It's gotten so bad that now Venezuela must import now a quarter of the gas it uses, which I don't understand how they import it since they have all these oil reserves. But
according
to CNN Money, they import a quarter of the gas, and most of it, believe it or not, says, and most of these imports come from the United States. Don't understand that either. But listen to what they say. Say, how do you import gasoline at $100 a barrel and then sell it at $5 a barrel? I mean, they're taking huge losses, and they're subsidizing, basically giving it for free.
Hmm.
You think about it, you're just giving all this stuff for free. Yeah, man, anybody will love you. The question is, will you love me if I don't give you anything? You know? What child? I mean, if you buy somebody's love, I get Happy Meal every day. You take me to Disney World. Yes, you know, especially little small children can be so manipulated. You know, I'll give you gum. I love you. And another person says, I'll give you this. I love you too. You know, and it's like, come on now. And now they're wondering, you know, will they stop giving them all this gas? Got new interim president, and supposedly going to be voting for a president.
Mm-hmm.
So the last time, this goes to show you, this goes to show you what all this just kind of just free stuff just does in a way. The last time the government in Venezuela tried to cut it off, we're going to cut these off, in 1989, there were riots and the military was called in. Like, you are not going to take away my gas.
Oh, my goodness.
You're not going to take away my gas. So what happens when you have a socialistic government? This is what you're looking at.
Hello?
This is what you're looking at, where the people become so dependent, it's a right, and you look to the government to supply all of their needs.
That's right.
Feed me, take care of me, educate me, and it's like, wait
you're
a second.
Setting yourself up for a fall. Mm-hmm. Big one.
Setting yourself up on the fall. Setting yourself up. Mm. And it's like, come on. You know what I mean? People need to turn to God.
Exactly.
We need any government that is oppressive in nature, that has people that wants to, you know, has people turning to them instead of turning to God, is not good. That's why communism was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
The same type of concept. And so our prayer is that the Venezuelan people will begin to cry out to God like never before, and that a new day will arise, and that revival will spread the land, and there'll be a major outpouring in Latin America.
Yes.
And my goodness, how beautiful will it be? How beautiful would it be for it to start in Venezuela?
Mm.
How beautiful would that be?
Beautiful.
So fantastic. We want you to share that and keep our prayers with them and with those folks as they're going through, you know, major transition. Everything's kind of unstable. When someone rules with an iron hand like that, you know, now there's a vacuum of power, if you will.
Something's going to stand in, jump in there.
Something's going to jump in, and let's just hope that the right, this week, I mean, as believers, we can contend. We can really pray that God will have his way. That God will have his way. And so, very, very excited for the opportunities and the possibilities. Mm.
Awesome. Awesome.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.